Let's go to source number three. We mentioned last time that the Iker of Ashrei is twofold. Number one, the Aleph Beis sequence. And number two, the fact that it contains the pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecho, Masbi'a L'chol Chai Ratzon. That's the main function of Ashrei, and that's the main function of Psuki Dezimra. As we mentioned, Ashrei is the heart of Psuki Dezimra, and Poseach Es Yadecho is the heart of Ashrei. But just to take a step back, really the parak of Tehillim, of Tehillah LeDavid, starts with the third pasuk that we say. We say Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha first, and then we start the Tehillah LeDavid. So let's just try to explain a little bit what those first two psukim are doing there. So if you take a look in source number three, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It says, Ein Omdin L'Hispalel Ela Mitoch Kovid Rosh. Person who gets up to daven should do so with a certain amount of seriousness. And then it has the famous idea, Chasidim Harishonim, Hayushoin Shah Achas Umispaulin, Kidesha Yechavnu Libam, Lahaviyam Shabashamayim. The Chasidim Harishonim used to wait, they would somehow meditate or something to that extent, for an hour before they would daven in order to have proper kavana. Afilu hamelech shoel b'shlomo lo yeshivenu, v'afilu nachush koruch al akevo lo yafsik. Even if a king would ask, would say hello, they wouldn't answer. And even if a snake was crawling around their heel, they would not stop davening. So they had this incredibly intense concentration in their tefilos. And seemingly that can be attributed to the intense preparation that they had for their tefillah. Okay, so this is a famous concept of preparing one, you know, for tefillah. And essentially everything we've been talking about thus far is preparation for tefillah, because tefillah is what? What does the word tefillah really mean when the Mishnah says tefillah? It means Shemona Esrei. So everything we've been talking about really constitutes preparation for tefillah. So this is the way we do our preparation. I'm not sure what they exactly did for their preparation, but it was something pretty intense. So the Gemara, when explaining this Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, explains that Minahani Mili, how do we know that they used to do this? Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi, Amar Kra Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha. Right? So it says we learn it from the pasuk of Ashrei. You could translate Ashrei in a few ways. I'd say either fortunate or praiseworthy. Right? So Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha, fortunate are those who sit in your house. And then the Gemara continues, V'amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, ha-mispalel tzarech lishos shah achas achar tfiloso. This also, you have to wait an hour after you daven. Shenemar ach tzadikim yodu l'shimcha yeshvu yisharim es panecha. So this quotes a pasuk trying to indicate that not only do you have to spend an hour getting there, you have to spend an hour coming back down to earth as well. So, okay, this is obviously something on a very high level. But what does it mean to us in terms of the concept of Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha, meaning some type of a preparation, a waiting for davening? So, seemingly we would say that in order to be a proper person who davens, in order to be ready to daven, you first have to be classified as a Yoshev Beveis Hashem. Right? We say that one who prepares for davening, we learn from the pasuk Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha. So, meaning one who davens properly is somehow accomplishing sitting in the house of Hashem. So, how do we accomplish this via Ashrei? How do we do this? So, we spoke about last time that praising Hashem from Aleph through Tav and recognizing that everything that we have and every type of positive hashpa that exists in this world comes directly from the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's the idea of, if you want to prepare yourself for davening, the first step is to be a Yoshev Beveis Hashem. How are you a Yoshev Beveis Hashem? Say Tehillah LeDavid. What does it mean? Say this particular paragraph and all of a sudden you're a Yoshev Beveis Hashem? No, a person who is Yoshev Beveis Hashem understands that everything comes from Hashem. Meaning if you're in someone else's house and you eat their food, you know that that's not your own food. You know that that comes from the host. If you are enjoying your surroundings, those surroundings belong to the host. Everything that you're receiving comes from the person in whose house you're in. So therefore, you recognize that I'm sitting in this person's house, and therefore, everything is coming from them. So too, if you want to be a Yoshev Beveis Hashem, the idea is Tehillah LeDavid. is to say the paragraph of Tehillat David, Arul Mimcha, starting with Aleph, ending with Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi, basically saying that everything from Aleph through Tav comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am simply a Yoshev Beveis Hashem. I sit in the house of Hashem, and I don't move from there. I recognize that everything comes from the host. In addition, Rav Pinkus used to say over the following mashal that illustrates this idea. I don't think I've ever said it over yet. It says in Yerushalayim or in Eretz Yisrael, people take buses, right? Not Americans, I'm saying, but the locals, they take buses, and that's how they get places. So if you have a woman with children, so often, you know, they have the whole system. She sends the older kid who takes care of things, you know, usually about 4 or 5. So he goes to the front and he pays the driver, and they open the back door and they schlep the stroller onto the back steps, and you know, usually there's a tiny little baby, you know, along for the ride, and that baby sits on the mother's lap or stays in the stroller the entire trip, right? So you have the mashal, such a situation, and they have a mother has a lot of errands to run throughout the day. So she goes to one store, she goes to another store, she takes care of this problem, she takes care of that problem, she stops this fight, she's doing all kinds of things. All the while, she has her little baby with her, takes the baby everywhere she goes. So if you were to stop that mother and ask her, so what did you do today? She would tell you she did 100 things today. She had a very busy day, and she took care of all kinds of important items. But if you ask the baby, what did you do today? The baby probably wouldn't say anything, but if he could talk, he would say, I didn't do anything today. I sat on my mother's lap the entire day, and that was it. Well, not a very boring day. You know, he didn't even realize, because he was so preoccupied with the fact that he was sitting on his mother's lap, he didn't realize that he was going different places and doing different things and part of this entire sequence of events. Didn't mean anything to him. All that matters is that he was with his mother the entire day, finished. So that's also an understanding of what it means. Ashrei Yoshevei Veisecha, that a person can have all kinds of turmoil in life, and there can be all kinds of things going on, but if we, and this is the lashon that Rav Pinkus used, if we live our lives in the lap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, yes, there are all kinds of things happening, but we never lose that security, we never lose that Yishuv Hadas. A tzaddik, one of the fundamental ideas of a tzaddik is that a tzaddik is a person who has yishuv hadas. A person who understands that, you know, a lot of things are going to happen in this world, but at the end of the day, everything is me'es Hashem, and everything that happens is the ratzon Hashem, and kol da'avid rachmana l'tavu da'avid. And you don't get too worked up about any one thing. You don't get too worked up about particular situations of which you have no control. Right? And that's part of what it means when we say, coming from last week's parsha, we say Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirushamayim, that everything in this world comes from shamayim, except yirushamayim. There's nothing we can do to control that which happens to us. Hakol bidei shamayim, we can try, we can think that we have you know, say over what happens to us in our lives, but sof kol sof, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen to us is going to happen. You know, that's something that we would call, in modern terms, we call that genetics. To an extent, right? If we say genetics, you're born with a certain amount of seichel, you're born with a certain amount of, you know, physical ability, intellectual ability, and there's nothing you can do to change that. The question is, what do you do with it? The question is, how do you deal with the cards that are dealt to you? And that can be the biggest difference in the world. And that's what the parsha means when it says, what is Hashem asking from you? Kiyim liyiroso. Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking for Yerushamayim. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirushamayim means we can't control what happens to us. We can only control how we react to it. Right? There was a movie that, I can't really be a good judge of whether it was actually a good movie, because the only time I ever saw it was on a bus and I fell asleep in the middle. So I definitely got the impression that it was boring, and I'm a fairly easily entertained person, but I usually stay awake through those movies, but I fell asleep in the middle. But one thing I did like about the movie is that it's a great mashal for the yisod of Hashgacha Pratis, and this idea of Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyirushamayim. That the movie was called The Truman Show. You probably heard of it, and all right, we can agree to disagree. Well, it's because once I heard what it was about, I knew the plot, and that was it. Like, I could have told you what was going to happen throughout the movie. Anyway, we could debate it some other time. But the yisod of the movie was a tremendous mashal for Hashgacha Pratis. It's also a great idea if you want to know, like, begin to fathom the intelligence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So imagine running, I don't know, how many people are in the world? 6 billion?
Yeah.
So imagine running 6 billion Truman shows at once, intertwined. It's a pretty impressive feat. Anyway, the sod is very simple, that if you think that whatever happens to you, you have control over, so you're grossly mistaken. This guy Truman was in a show, and everybody, do I need to tell anybody what happened in the movie, or they know what it is? What? No, I mean, like, if you know what I'm saying, I don't have to tell you what happened. Basically, there was a TV show. It was the first reality show. I don't think there were any reality shows. Baruch Hashem, it spawned such a tremendous offspring. But it was the first reality show. It was a fake show that it was designed for people to watch this baby grow up, and they would see what happened throughout the course of the life. And like, they would have episodes this week. You know, we're going to manipulate the circumstances of this person's life as such. And let's all see, you know, what happens. Let's all see how we react. So everyone knew what the plot of the show was going to be before it started, but what no one knew is how this character, Truman, was going to react. And he didn't realize that he was in the middle of a TV show. He thought he was just living his life. So if you would have asked him, why didn't you get that job? Oh, I didn't get the job because I was ill-prepared. I didn't show up and I didn't have a good interview. That might be true, but if you would have asked the director the week before, it was already understood that in the TV guide for that week, it said Truman will not get the job. You know, let's see how he deals with it, right? He didn't have any control over that, but he didn't know that. So he thought he was in control of everything in his life. In reality, what was he in control of? Only his reaction. That's what Bechira Chavshis is. That's what it means that we control our Yirah Shemayim. Akol Bidei Shemayim means that we're in the middle of one big reality show. Right, we're in the middle of a big Truman show that everything is being manipulated around us, and the only thing we can do is react to it properly. We think we can control. Somebody comes over, does something terrible to us, right? So our initial tendency is to blame that individual, to be angry at them. And again, they did do something wrong, and they are going to be taken to task for what they did. That's why I said it's so complicated to run multiple Truman shows at once. They're going to have to be taken to task for what they did. But what happened to me was supposed to happen to me, whether I wanted it to or not. This person was the shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do this to me. But, the director sent them in and told them, this is what the episode is going to be about. Let's see what happens. Right? So that's the yisod of a Kol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyosh Shemayim. So getting back to this idea, if we realize that we're Yoshvei Veisecha, that we sit in the house of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't get riled up over every little thing that happens to us. We live our lives with a Yishev Adas. We live our lives with a sense of certainty that everything that happens to us, A, was supposed to happen, and there was nothing that we could have done to prevent it. All we can do is to put forth as much positive effort in this world as we're capable of. And number two, to realize that kol da'avid rachmana l'tavu da'avid, that everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for good, and that hopefully even things that seem negative on the outside will have a positive turnout. That being said, there's another diuk. If you look in source number four, there's another diuk in the fact that the word is not, it's not ashrei yoshev veisecha, rather it is yoshevei, or excuse me, not yoshev, but yoshevim, because it would be in the plural. This is what Rav Hirsch points out in his Siddur. The wording is not yoshevim veisecha, but yoshevei veisecha. What's the difference? So he said, so Rav Hirsch says, true progress on the road to salvation can be made only if, in addition to coming to the house of Hashem at certain stated intervals, one will take the impressions gained there out into everyday life, thus spending all of one's time in the house of Hashem. Meaning, if you are Yoshvim Biveisecha, so that means that you have visited the house of Hashem and you stay there from time to time. If you are a Yoshev Biveis Hashem, that means that, yes, you may not be located in the house of Hashem at that time, but you are constantly occupying the house of Hashem throughout your everyday life. It's a slight grammatical change, but the message is very, very different. You know, sometimes you'll see a guy and you'll say that this rabbi or this individual, whatever, I can tell you this, somebody I know, he was a Ben Bias by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So what does that mean? That he spent all of his time in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's house or that he currently resides there? No, it means that he spent a certain amount of time in the home, in Rosh Shlomo Zalman's home, in his presence, and received certain influences that continue to help guide his life ad hayom hazeh. That's what it means to be Yoshevei Veisecha, to be constantly living in the house of Hashem, like we said, like Rav Pinkus' mashal, never leaving the lap of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Right? And that's Rav Schwab adds on to this idea that if you are Yoshevei Veisecha, if you are dwellers in the house of Hashem constantly, then the rest of the pasuk, Od Yahalelucha Sela, means that they will continue to praise you forever. Means that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, if you say Tehillah to David three times a day, you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. This pasuk is assuring you of that fate. Ashrei Yoshevei Veisecha, Od Yahalelucha Sela, means that if you are a Yoshev Beveis Hashem, you will be able to continue to praise Hashem forever and ever. That you will be a Ben Olam Haba. And perhaps that that's just the continuation of the next pasuk. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav, means fortunate or praiseworthy is the nation that this can be said about them, right? And fortunate is the nation that Hashem is their God. What does it mean that Hashem is their God? Hashem is everyone's God. But as we said before, fortunate is the nation that was zochet to be yoshvim beveis Hashem on a constant and consistent basis, never really leaving the house of Hashem, because everywhere we go, we take that experience with us. Okay, just moving on a little bit, said we should get back to the theme of the Aleph Beis. So Rav Pinkus and his Siddur has this general theme that we've been mentioning from time to time, that all of the praises that we say during Psukei Dezimra are designed to bring out those divine influences into the world. So he says over here, Mesudar Lefiha Aleph Beis, that Ashrei, I'm picking it up in the middle of a sentence actually, Ashrei is done through with the Seder Aleph Beis, Ki Anu Nichnasim Lamakom Shemisham Boz Kol Ashbos, because we are now entering into the place from which comes all of the heavenly influence. May Aleph Yad Tav. V'hakol banui al shiros v'sishbachos l'lo bakashos. All of this is built on praises, and we don't request anything. Ki beperek zeh anu ma'orim mida ein sofit shekula chesed. We are awakening this infinite mida that is completely comprised of chesed. Lo tzarech levakesh, tzarech rak livtoach. We don't ask anything, rather we just trust in Hashem. If we mention these midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives infinite chesed to the world, there's no need for us to make any further requests. All that we need to do is just say that we're well aware and we know that this is the case, and we're able to receive these benefits. Haba'ayahi sha'anu meruchakim me'ashorish. The problem is that we're very far from the source. Lochein anachnu rotzim miyad liros satachlis. We want to see the end game of our tefillos right away. Aval aleinu ladas ketzad liftoach shorish. But it's our job to know how to open up something at the source. Al yidei sha'adam nosein bitui lekach sha'kadosh baruch hu shorish hakol v'chesed shelo rachav. Gadol v'amok ad ein ketz hu poseach shorashim ma'od amukim. So say that by mentioning and by speaking out, and as we've spoken about weeks ago, the concept of speaking, especially through tefillah, but in everything, is taking the neshama and bringing it into the world of the nefesh via the ruach, taking the spiritual, bringing it into the physical world. That's our job when we speak out these praises of Hashem. We take these positive, you know, I guess you could call them positive heavenly influences, and we speak them out and bring them into this world via the vehicle of our mouths, via the vehicle of our breath, our speech, and that is how we can bring all kinds of positive shefa to the world. Rav Pinkus explains further, that's why all of the praises in Ashrei are very general. Right? There aren't any particular chasadim that are mentioned. If you look at the psukim of Ashrei, they're all very, 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 very vague. They're just in general, Hashem does this good thing, that good thing, but it doesn't mention specifics of what Hashem actually does, right? So why is that? Because in order to lay the foundation for the particulars, we have to first bring in the major forces of good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to bring into this world. We're laying that foundation via the general praises, and then we can talk about specifics later on when we do our bakoshos. And the pasuk of Poseach Es Yodecha is the highlight of our realization that we are Yoshvei Vesecha. We get everything from Hashem, and this one pasuk is the focal point of the entire Psukei Dezimra. All of the psukim of praises that we say throughout Psukei Dezimra are all aimed towards this one nekuda, that we say, Poseach Es Yodecha Umasbi'a L'chol Chai Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up His hands and gives us everything we need. Right? He fulfills our will. He gives us everything that we need in order to live a good life and to serve Him properly. And every praise that we say throughout Ashrei and really throughout all of Psukei Dezimra is geared at that one idea. Now, obviously, there's much more about them, but specifically, they're geared at that idea. So this is one idea within the pasuk of Poseach Es Yodecha and the entirety of Ashrei. So I'll tell you a different idea. Comes from Rav Kook in his Siddur, which is totally different from the one we just laid out. Rav Kook explains ha'achana she'yachina adam es atzmo l'shleimus ha'amitis tia alide beis dvarim. If a person wants to prepare himself for true shleimus, for true completion, has to do two things. Ha'echad she'yachir lo or ha'secha novei me'torasenu ha'kedosha. That's a, should say, ladas, not delas. Delas is a pumpkin. Or, say ladas eskono, right? So, he says, person should use his intellect, which comes from the learning of Torah, to know Hashem. V'hasheni shilo yelo mafrios mitirdos ha'olam hazeh. Shouldn't have any worries and bothers coming from this world. V'hinei. Af misha or sichlo tamid imo, efsher sheyishafa viyate miderech hayosher aydei atirdos hamatridos oso. Right? So it says, what's wrong? A person who could be tremendously wise in Torah can get his mind taken off, the proper derech because of worries that are bothering him in this world. Omnam ha-miskavli natzel hu abitachon. Right, the solution, you want to be saved from this problem? If you have bitachon in Hashem, if you trust in Hashem, like we said before, if you have this yishuv hada'as, if you have this feeling of trust in Hashem, then nothing's going to throw you off your game. Nothing's going to, you know, there's certain, in sports, this is very apparent, but it's apparent in all kinds of things in life. There are some individuals who are tremendously skilled, but, you know, like a lot of times in absentia, I'm a very big basketball fan. Like, I like basketball. I just never actually watch any games anymore. But, like, I know, you know, I listen to some sports radio just so I can have sports arguments with my students, but I don't actually, like, know exactly what's going on. But in terms of basketball, I feel like it's the number one sport where you have players that were picked very highly in the draft that literally don't turn into anything. Like it's unbelievable. If you look through old lists of players who were drafted in the top 10, they were all these can't miss superstars, and they really, like, they're out of the league in a few years, and even the few years that they spent there were nothing. And it's just an amazing thing, because a lot of times you can have all of this unbelievable talent, but when it comes to the big spotlight, you don't have the constitution, you don't have what they call the intestinal fortitude to stand up to the pressure, right? And this is the idea, a little bit of what Rav Kook is talking about, that you can have all the seichel in the world, you could have all the yediyas haTorah in the world, but a person who is easily sidetracked from his avodas Hashem because of getting flustered and frustrated with the worries of this world, so your life can amount to nothing despite all of the knowledge that you've accumulated. That's a major problem. He says the one thing that a person has to have to keep them on the straight and narrow is bitachon. A person has to have true trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize, like we've been saying the whole time today, that everything comes from Hashem. Al kein, af ki niskov hu hashevach shenemar ba'alef beis shekola kola osios ha-Torah uvesgulas amiraso yishafa alei yashpia alav or ha-Torah. Right, so what Rav Kook is saying is that the Aleph Beis represents the letters of the Torah, the letters in which the Torah were written. And the message is that even though one can amass tremendous wealth of knowledge via one's seichel, as represented by these letters, still, if you don't have this bitachon, you know, it can amount to nothing. Al kain, az hu muvtach lo lamaba biyos bo. Not sure what I was supposed to have written there, but it's not correct. Biyos bo, we'll say kol eila, right? So we can when a person is able to acquire both of these things, then person can actually be a ben olam haba. What does that mean? Shekona yidei tila leDavid ha'amur ba'alef beis v'yesh lo poseach es yadecha. You can acquire olam haba via Ashrei, which means what? Ashrei contains both. It contains the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, which represent Chochmas HaTorah, but it also contains in its heart Poseach Es Yadecho Masbi'alo Kol Chai Ratzon, which means Bitachon BaHashem, which means staying focused and living your life in the lap of the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaMe'iris HaBitachon HaMe'iris HaTirda Kidei SheYuchal Lishtalem Kefi HaSagas Or Daito. That a person who can be dissuaded from worry and can be strengthened in bitachon, and can then use all of the Torah knowledge that he's accumulated to bring himself closer to their Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, maybe we'll hold here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Yeah.